Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls.
Back for episode 43. And we're back in the game, consistent. And we have a guest today, which we're super excited about. Yay. So let me introduce her. Her name is Merlin Oliver. She's a digital strategist with a focus in social media strategy and content creation in beauty and fashion worlds. She is also the co-founder of Brooklyn Fashion Mavens, a creative outlet that highlights the borough's fashion community. The Jamaican native is a true believer that everyone has a purpose in life and shouldn't be discouraged to discover and own whatever that is. At the beginning of her career, the Penn State alum shifted her focus from telecommunications in Atlanta to working PR for New York Fashion Week shows, including The Blondes, Jay Godfrey, and more. Merlin has held the role as social media manager for Iman Cosmetics and J. Manuel Beauty, and now she's currently the social media community manager and content performance analyst for Revlon. When she's not on the job, Merlin is a freelance social media consultant or is working on building her personal brand. Merlin isn't afraid to go after what she wants, and her main goal is to inspire others to chase their dream while she chases hers.
Yes, welcome.
That really took me like a good hour to write.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, how long is it supposed to take?
No, I'm saying sometimes, like when we were writing our bios, it takes some time.
I did take a break, and I was
because
like,
then you got to think about all the things you've done, and like you got to kind of
have to condense that.
Yeah, you know? And it's like, who are you? Like who? Am I?
Poppin'.
Yeah. All right.
So we like to open on a positive note. So we want to know for the week, what has been your highlight?
Share. I would say my highlight is this week was my first session with my therapist.
Oh my God.
Yes. I finally got one.
Yes.
I feel like that's a relationship.
Oh my God. So crazy. We believe heavy in therapy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, great.
This is a great space. This is a good space. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because one of my coworkers, I think she just found someone too, and she was giving me like suggestions because I'm like literally on the hunt for a therapist.
Too.
It's hard.
The way that this one came about is kind of. It's good. So last year, I went to some social media classes, like on a Saturday or whatever, because one of my VPs told me to go to learn more about social media. And I was answering like all the questions. So this lady beside me who had like her own jewelry line had asked me to do like basically come to her like house and like go over her website and her social media to give her like some feedback. So she knows like a lot of people and she's kind of like low-key rich.
Yes,
I know. But she wasn't trying to pay me. So I stopped going to her, but she's still been helping me out with like just talking and I've been helping her out. And she knows a guy, a therapist, who also needs help on his social media. So we're basically switching.
Bartering.
Yes.
That's
and he's just,
cool.
Yeah, I know. So he's just like, I'll help you out. Like, we can do the social media thing later.
That's
like,
dope.
Yeah. So he's amazing. Focused on like career
and personal branding. Type
yeah.
Of thing.
So he's trying to figure out basically, well, I'm trying to figure out what I really want to do in life. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's what my first session was about.
That's awesome. When was it?
It was on Tuesday. Yeah, my week's been crazy.
Oh, okay.
The same way I rushed over here, the same way I was rushing to him, he was like, calm down.
Take a breather.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's like we're talking to our homies, so there's no need to like feel pressured or anything. So we made Merlin feel comfortable. You know?
And we're a macho.
Yeah,
we're
macho.
You guys are macho. You guys are popping.
Thank you.
I'll be really dying at work. Like, people be staring at me like, what is she listening to?
I wish I knew, like, when people were listening, like, what their reaction, because, like, you know, we can't
see them. Right?
That gives me, like, even when people just say that they listen, period, I'll be like, do ya, really?
Yeah, I do.
It's exciting. Well, yay, we're excited about your highlight because therapy is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want you to figure out your path.
Yeah, definitely.
So, jumping into path, you graduated in telecommunications, right?
Well, I graduated with a marketing degree, and then I went to, my first job was in telecommunication. I used to work at AT&T.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I did, like, business-to-business sales.
Okay.
So it was real, real corporate. I mean, business suit, had my natural
real
hair
corporate.
Out. I had to, like, make sure my curls were right, like,
right,
real corporate. Yeah. And I always thought I wanted to be in a real corporate, like, field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
legit, like, the second day, I was like, I don't want to be here no more.
The second day?
The second day, I was like, I don't want to be here no more.
Okay, so you have to break that down. Like, right. What was that experience like?
So, it was a program, business leadership, something, something. So, it was basically a training program. And throughout the whole 5 months, you're supposed to figure out if this is really for you. Mm-hmm. I know right away if something is for me or not. You're a Virgo, right?
No, I'm an Aries, actually.
You're a Virgo.
Sagittarius.
Oh, my God.
I date a Virgo.
Oh, that's good. Virgo guys, wow. But, yeah, so I automatically knew it wasn't for me. The stuff they had me doing, and I was just like, nah, shorty. Like, I wasn't feeling it. And I was in Atlanta, and I moved, like, my whole life there. I left my boyfriend in New York. And my sister lives in Lawrenceville, which is, like, 30 minutes away.
Oh, Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Got it.
So I left in December or early November. I was like, I'm out. Like, I resigned.
So, wait, you originally from where?
So, I'm really from Brooklyn.
Oh, you're originally from here. And then when you went to school, then you went to Atlanta for the job.
Yeah, so from Brooklyn. Went to school in PA. Came back to Brooklyn. And I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it was a sign because they didn't tell me how to have my driver's license. They had the job. Someone slipped up and didn't tell me that. So I was supposed to start like 2 months
how
after school.
They not tell you that though.
That's
yeah,
a major
right. Yeah. I saw it, but it was just like they didn't like
press it
until like 2 weeks before I was supposed to start. And it was like, you're only supposed to get it. And I was like, can I just get my license down there? And they were like, no. So I started in late August, September. I was supposed to start like in June. Okay. So I already knew, like, God already, he gave me a sign. I was like, nah, shorty, don't go. And I was like, nah, I gotta go.
And then, right, you still went.
I still went, and like two days, I was like, I don't want to be here no more. I was legit, like, depressed. Like, I don't want to be here
no more.
How
long did you stay out there?
Like, for 4 months.
That's a long time.
That is a pretty long time.
So, wait, then you came back, and then you got into PR.
So, yeah, so I'm, like, a person where it's just like, I'm gonna take this risk. Like, I'm gonna go back home. I don't have no job. I only had a few internships before. I used to work PR also when I was in school in New York.
Okay.
And I came back home, and I broke up with my boyfriend. It was, like, so much going on. Mm-hmm. And then...
And he was in Atlanta.
No, he was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So you left him here when you went in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like pieces.
It's a lot. My life is crazy. I'm going to tell y'all that right now.
And we wanted to know all the
things. So then I came back, and... I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I was like, I really want to go into fashion because I always had a fashion background. Mm-hmm. And I was applying to jobs crazy.
And this is what year about?
This is, like, not even the year from I graduated. So I graduated in 2014, and now it's January 2015.
Got it.
So the loan started coming in. You know, them six months came up real quick.
You don't even know this.
Oh, yeah, and I was just like, oh, this is nothing when I had, like, the AT&T. But after that, I was like, oh, all right, let's hold it up real quick. So then I got this internship at Mile PR, which is just a PR agency that puts on fashion shows. So I had, like, more experience of, like, picking models, working fashion shows. Because before I wasn't, it was a real experience. And fashion shows, they're a lot of work.
It's a production.
It's a production for a 10-minute show. And you got to wake up at 6 a.m.
I know.
I did it for Tommy Hilfiger from, like, the behind the scenes on. And I was just like... There's layers to this.
Yeah, it's real layers to it. Props to everyone who does anything with fashion shows.
Yeah.
So then I'm
working. We're stuck.
I was in fashion. I was in fashion show for 10 years. So, like, I understand.
God bless your soul, girl.
People think it's all
I'm not there no more.
No, it's not. I'm not impressed to go. Well, I'm impressed to go as, like,
a guest,
influencer.
Right, like.
Sometimes, but to work it, nah.
It's very high strung, high, like, demanding.
So wait, so after your whole PR stint, how did you get into digital strategy?
So after that, while I was working there, I'm still looking for a full-time job.
Okay.
I'm getting callbacks, but it was just like things weren't even working out. And then I applied through an agency. An agency actually contacted me, a temp agency, and they were just like, oh, you saw your resume on LinkedIn. And then they, I'm blanking out. Yeah, so I did an interview for Iman, not knowing about J. Manuel Beauty. They were just signing on J. Manuel Beauty, so they were hiring new people. So I went in as, like, a marketing assistant, but they really wanted me for social media. So that's how I started in social media. So I got hired, went from temp to perm, went through, like, two managers. And throughout the 2 years, I went from not knowing anything about anything to... a manager.
Right.
Yeah. So that's doing awesome. Both brands, doing content strategy, social media strategy, influencer strategy. Like, mm-hmm. it was the type of job where you, like, got to learn a lot. And that's why I went to, like, those classes on Saturday to even mm-hmm. learn more. And mm-hmm. then, so then from there, I just, like, I needed to go because I wasn't learning anymore.
Right.
And then I went through this whole thing of just finding a new job. I know I had a feeling that I didn't want to be stuck in social media, but I was just like, if I need to go somewhere, I have it all on my resume.
I was just going to say, is digital strategy your passion? Like, is social media your lane or no?
Nah, it's not. But I'm really good at it. So yeah,
that's
what
I kind of figured.
It's not. And that's why I saw my therapist this week. Because I am interested in everything, like okay. event planning, like. I even thought about being a fashion designer again because I had that dream. And then,
yeah. It's like trying to stick to one thing and then branching
yeah.
out.
Yeah, and I could already tell, like, social media wasn't... It's just, social media is crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, what makes it crazy? What
it's more crazy for me because, okay, I have my own personal... Well, it's deactivated right now. So I have my own personal Instagram. Then I have work. Like, I'm on social media all day.
Girl.
And then to do it for...
That is
BK amazing. Fashion Mavens. After that, I feel like, yo, it's too, like...
It's, like, a lot. It's always on.
I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's toxic sometimes. Just, like, I'm staring at people, what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's,
God,
like...
Yeah.
And that's why I deactivated my personal one, because...
That's real, though, what you said. It's
I
toxic.
Had to, like... It's real toxic. It's just, like... Sometimes I'm up to, like, 1 a.m. just on Instagram. I need to be doing something else.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm on it, like, I'm trying to, like... It's like I'm obsessed with inspiration, if that makes sense.
Me too. Right? I'm always saving stuff.
Yes, saving stuff and just looking at what other people are doing, how I could implement, like, just change the game. But, like, sometimes you be in a freaking social media rabbit hole.
I know.
Like, I just, like, remove myself.
Exactly.
It's just, like, too much.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, wait, in the beginning of when you came on her social media, like, did you feel they cultivated you learning? Because you said you learned a lot. Like, mm-hmm. do you feel that they gave you the tools you needed to, like,
yeah.
be successful there?
So I had, like, a manager who, she was real, like, she had all experience in social media. So I actually learned a lot from her.
Got it.
And then just, like, just trial and error, stuff that wasn't working out, what increased engagement. And then it's crazy because from when I started social media, Snapchat just came out.
Right.
Snapchat is, like, rise and declines right. already.
Decline.
There was no Instagram stories, like,
a thousand
all of
updates
that.
Later.
Yeah. So they did definitely give me the tools. Like, they told me, like, if you need to take a class. I took photography classes on Airbnb. Yeah, like.
Yeah. Using your resources.
Right. So, iPhone classes at the Apple store. Like, they really paid to me to learn more because I was the only one at the end of the day. The only one
and
doing
it was
going to
benefit them, so it makes sense.
Exactly. So.
I like, that sounds awesome that a company pours into you that way. I think whenever you put growth, like, mm-hmm. it makes a big deal because
yeah.
it shows that you're trying to learn. It's not like you're just trying to put this team together just. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially with, like, bigger companies, like, they always want you to have this experience already, which is like, where am I supposed to learn this from? So
exactly.
Yep.
Which is one of our reasons for non-corporate, because yeah. we're uh-huh. constantly in these corporate structures that don't cultivate change or
mm-hmm.
growth or anything.
It's like, figure it out, be successful, make us money.
Right.
And it's like, how are you investing in me, though? What
right.
am I doing for you?
Yeah.
But speaking of that, since you have been in a corporate structure several times, if you could change anything about it, what would you change?
Well, I know some corporate, this is my number one thing because I am, like, a fashionista inside, is the fact that can we come to work how we want to, like, dress
yeah,
without,
like,
being to be revealing and stuff, because when I was at AT&T, like, Alejo was like, I gotta buy a suit, like.
I don't even believe in suits.
It
but
was.
Let me tell you something. I read a meme today that said, yes, I'm the CEO and I like to, rap. Or, like, I'm a CEO and I like rap music or something like that. It's, like, when you're in a corporate structure, you almost have to, like, pretend you're something you're not.
Yeah.
You know, did you see Elaine? You know Elaine from Teen Vogue?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You saw her post that she did, like, way back when she was,
when
like,
she was
I'm in, she was wearing this crazy print outfit, and she was doing this, like, really huge TED Talk type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, yes, I'm a boss, and yes, this is how I came to this, like,
not
conference.
For real.
And they were
look
okay
at Steve Jobs.
That.
Like, when he has white tee and that's it. But,
Steve Jobs, white tee and his white tee.
And his
black
tee. Black turtleneck and blue
yeah.
all day, every day. And making billions.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So, like, I think that's one thing about the other corporate thing is just, like, I really felt uncomfortable there because I had to wear, like, stockings and just be, like,
So restricted.
Yeah.
And boring.
I know. But even at Iman and Jay, like, I legit would go, like, mad chill. Some days I'll dress up. But with Revlon, I was, like, I was a little bit scared because I was, like, I really don't want to go back to the corporate thing.
What's it like there?
So, you know, I had to test the waters a little bit.
Yes.
So,
push it to the end.
Push it. So, like, the first day I came dressed like corporate.
Yes.
I'm like, ain't nobody over here wearing corporate stuff. I mean, the guys, of course, wear like a suit, but not out the jacket.
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing just girls. I'm like, okay, what is she wearing? Right. So, you have like a mix of like people who legit like they're going to fashion week. It's a fashion show there.
Right.
So,
I
tell everybody
I work for interviews there, so I know exactly what you're talking
about. It's a fashion show there. My manager, I saw her come in.
It's like Gossip Girl.
Yes, I saw her come in with an outfit with time. I'm like, damn, girl, where are you going? Like, I want to go where you're going. And she's in the same room as me, and I'm like, God, step it up. Or just dress more because I have the clothes in my closet.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. So, now I'm just, I be dressing up to work. And they be like, ooh, where you get some shoes from? Like, it's legit like that. So, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And one of the models down the show.
Yeah. And I tested some waters again because I was like, okay, what's Fridays like? So, I see people still dress up. But one Friday, I was like, I ain't dressing up. Put my creepers on, my jeans. No one said nothing to me. I was like, oh, yes.
So, on Fridays,
I wear my sneakers. And no one's saying nothing.
Well, that's good. At least it's kind of a mix, though, where you're comfortable enough.
Yeah.
Not like AT&T.
I'd be like, focus on the work I do and not how I look. What does that
mean? But I mean, if I come in dressed, like, you know, compliments nice.
Right.
It's like good. So that's really one thing I would definitely change is, like, just feel comfortable at work.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can dig that.
And I mean, that comes to with company culture because even corporate or not, like, If you don't fit in, I didn't fit in my last job. Like, I just didn't fit in. Like, I didn't fuck with the people. They was just so lame. And it's like, it doesn't give you inspire.
It's hard when you're like the cool girl.
Yeah. Do y'all know how popping I am, though?
It's tough. It's tough.
It was so hard. I couldn't make it. I was like, I'm too cool for this. And you guys are so boring. Like, come on. Yeah. And we doing marketing and social. Like, if it's not fun, because this is naturally a fun space, y'all need to go.
Exactly.
Throw the whole team out in the garbage.
I know the feeling.
Yep.
So, between your two corporate jobs, what would you say is the biggest difference between them?
The biggest difference? Well, they're totally different in, like, what they're for. So, like, oh my God. So, AT&T, like, what they didn't tell me. They didn't tell us a lot of stuff. So, a lot of people that, like, graduate from the program don't even work there no more. I'm not trying to bash AT&T. I love y'all. Y'all gave me my first job. But,
I've been with AT&T for years.
It was just, like, it was just so demanding. I feel like people were just judging each other. Yeah. And it was sales. So, it was just, like, people were competing.
Oh, my God.
And until point,
cutthroat.
It was just, like, I thought I'm going to get this money. Like, you could, the job, honestly, you could make mad money from it. And then one thing, it was just, like, I knew I had to go when my manager, who was also black, she just made me feel uncomfortable at one point. It was just like, she made me feel like I should stay because I'm about to make mad bread. And I'm like, well, money is not everything to me. Well, eventually it is, but like, I'm only, I graduated when I was 21. Yeah, 21. Like, I'm not pressed to make six figures within like a year or so. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew I had to go. Like, it's just all about money.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm about like being comfortable, enjoying myself. Like,
yeah, not overworking myself.
Yeah.
So
corporate now is just, it's a different industry.
Yeah.
So one thing I forgot to say also is just like me going to Iman, like, I was like, ooh, beauty. I have a background in fashion. Like, I barely wore makeup. But then, like, now it's just like, ooh, beauty.
Mm-hmm. All
right, fashion's on. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like beauty, like, way more.
I love
and it's beauty. It's like, even though the worlds collide, they're really different, though.
No,
they're really different.
They are.
So like, the people, even in beauty, I feel like they're nicer.
Some companies.
Yeah, some companies. Some companies, they could be kind of whatever.
I'm like,
but I just feel like it's a little bit more fluid.
Good word. Fashion's just kind of uptight.
It is.
Which is crazy.
So annoying.
And I've been in both, so it's just like, it is more uptight.
It is more uptight.
But you know what?
I've been analyzing
it. Yes.
But you know what's crazy? That we've been to many fashion panels.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, the number one advice is like, you know, just be kind. Be kind. And I'm like,
everybody's a bee. Yeah.
Like, you're not kind.
You're not kind. Like, it's just such an oxymoron because people are cutthroat. And it's super like, cutthroat. Everybody's trying to get to the next whatever. And it's just like, once the money goes, the company goes under, the whole team is gone. So it's like, what are you really doing? I feel like fashion is not as promising. I don't know.
It's not. I don't. I mean, both.
It's like a given thing because there's a lot of brands that have been here forever or whatever. But I just feel like, I don't know, there's some type of saturation that just makes it seem like there's just one spot. Yeah. First of all, there's somebody.
I'm going
in a falsetto right now.
I know. Someone in the next room is like,
they're practicing.
She hitting a note though.
She like, really.
Hey, she could be in the next Broadway play. We don't know.
We don't know. Because I definitely don't go to Broadway plays like that either.
Yeah.
I love Broadway plays.
I haven't been.
I've been to one. It was Color Purple. It was Color Purple. It's like my mom. It was Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, nice. It was really good.
It was good. I've been to off Broadway ones. Yeah,
they're all good.
Yeah, they're all good.
Off Broadway, she's getting it though. But speaking of fashion, how did BK Fashion Mavens begin? Tell us about that, because honestly, we didn't even know.
Until we tagged you guys. So we met Merlin at a networking event a couple of months ago, and we was chit-chatting.
It was longer than that, no? Wasn't it, like, mid-last year?
It was mid-last year.
Because we wanted our event to be in, like, November, I think. We met her, like, 2 months before that.
It was summertime.
It was still warm outside.
Yeah. It was still warm. Yeah. It was, like, August.
Then. It was a little bit ago.
Yeah, I was at a different, like, my head was at a different point then. Like, it was a freelance event. I was like, I need to be freelancing. I need to do social media.
She was, I know that you was like, oh, let me help you with your event, because I'm leaving in on 2 weeks.
Right.
You said you were on it. Yes.
I did.
Yes.
Oh my
God.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I totally think I be blessing people.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
And we love
us everyone. So melanin gotta be popping.
First of all,
so
that J Manuel highlight.
Yes. My favorite thing.
Yeah, it is my favorite thing.
I love him though.
Yeah, me too. So I was such a fan that like I got his makeup. Yeah. But his highlight was
It's one of my favorite products. Anymon Concealing Foundation. I'm selling. I love you, Revlon, but I'm selling. Oh my God. Iman. It's the perfect match.
It's
like
the perfect match. And it stays on.
It stays on.
Sound like such a groupie, but I don't care. It was so good.
So yeah, I was at a different like
space.
Everything. And then wow, that was a long time ago.
So then we was like talking to you, whatever, you know, we were keeping in touch, and then one day we like see this BK Fashion Mavens, and we're looking, we're like that's her.
It was last year. Did I have it already?
Yeah, I did have it already.
Because I met another influencer. They're also called NYC Times Clothes.
I know them, Chelsea and Chris.
And I met Chelsea there, and I was talking about
their sisters.
Yeah, I definitely remember that because I was talking to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it was. We started it late 2014, like December 2014. Okay. It's me, one of my closest friends, Lauren. So we,
yeah, like the face of it.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to high school together, and we were roommates all 4 years in college. Nice. So I knew her for like, oh my God, for that long. Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
For that long. So,
hey, Lauren.
Yeah, like we're basically family. So we started it December 2014, and of course, everyone's trying to get into like the influencer world, and I definitely been trying to get into it, but my head was all over the place, and I came to her and was just like, yo, we gotta do something. So we actually started with two Instagrams. One was Hungry Brooklyn because we love to eat.
And then the
other one was BK Fashion Mavens with just fashion. So we started both of them. The Hungry Brooklyn is way harder than, oh my God, do y'all know, Hungry Brooklyn. So we try to go around Brooklyn.
It was good,
but it was just like,
it was doing too much.
When you realize like where you really eat, like I stay in the city. So it's just like, damn, I gotta go to Brooklyn and do this. Or just take like a photo of a food in a dark setting is really hard.
Oh, yeah.
So that, and it was expensive, like to pay for food. Like fashion, like I have a lot of stuff in my closet already.
That you can remake,
so we kind of like stopped that and started focusing more on BK Fashion Names. Actually, like maybe like 6 months after we started it. So we started it with one of our other friends. Oh, all my friends are popping. Quinina. So she is like creative. She's a photographer. She's an artist.
You guys have squad.
Yeah. And she was also our roommate for 4 years. So, You guys check her out, The Right Art, on Instagram. Nice. And she started taking our photos, her first, like, photo shoot. It was, like, in a breather spot. We had New Year's, like, outfits on. It was just like, wow. If you scroll all the way down to our Instagram, you're like, oh, wow.
That's come a long way. No, but your photos be
and
popping.
And you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, and then we had Lauren's younger cousin. He started sending pictures of us because Lauren has her own, like, camera.
Okay.
And then we had our first real photo shoot in, I am blacking out on neighborhoods right now, but with one of our favorite photographers. And after that, we were just like, oh, he's affordable. Our pictures look good. And then we're not using him right now, but that's when we started, like, really, like,
going harder,
posting more. Just networking, and then this year we're just trying to take it up to, like, a next level. So,
but your following is decent.
It's like, decent. And then we're actually rebranding, so, like, coming soon. We're actually just rebranding the whole Instagram.
Okay.
To just something more, like, broad.
Okay.
So we're gonna do just more. So, like, even this month was kind of crazy. Like, we went to, like, two events last week, had a photo shoot. We actually have our first co-hosting event on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we actually are, like, ripping a runway. We're actually, like, doing, like, a fashion show the last Saturday, right before Easter. Like, it's just, like, a lot going on, but
that's,
I love it.
Amazing.
I'm always busy. Like, I love being busy. Like, yeah. I hate someone to say, like, I'm bored. Like, why are you bored? Like, do something.
Especially living in New York, there should be no reason you're,
like,
bored.
Do but
this
something.
Is all great stuff, though.
Yeah, thank
like, you're
you.
Great stuff.
So, and I'm doing that and my 9-to-5. So, like, I really didn't have. I feel like if I wasn't doing that, I was on my personal Instagram and I was taking up my time. So, I was like, let me focus on work or this BK Fashion Maven.
Because I could take this to the next level.
Exactly. And I really want to rebrand my personal stuff maybe later on, but I just need to focus on this right now. Because
mm-hmm.
the stuff I want to do for my personal brand is going to be big. So, let me just focus on this.
Yeah.
When the time is right, I'll
that
just do that.
Sense, though.
So,
and
yeah.
this could funnel into that.
Exactly.
So that's
so, like, yeah.
So let's talk about content creating.
Okay.
Like,
what
do you love about
like?
It? Yeah. yeah, what's the process? And do you have tips to share?
Yeah, so that's probably my number one thing that I love is just creating, like, my mind. I never knew I was creative until, like, I started doing social media. So I knew I was creative, but it wasn't really, like, out there until someone pulled it out of me.
Right.
So even my manager the other day was like, yo, you're real creative, can you do this instead? I'm like, yeah, I could do that instead.
And when you say creative, what does that
creative
mean?
Creative means just, like, with social media, creating content for beauty brands. Not just influencers, their content is another thing, but what our followers want to see, how
mm-hmm.
is the background supposed to be, even for, like, BK Fashion Mavens, we both, like, lay out. I have, like, my eye is legit crazy, like,
that's
I need
dope.
To see everything in the whole.
Mm-hmm.
So content creation is just, like, just being really creative, making sure that things are, you can basically give content where you can't find nowhere else. So... Ooh, well,
that was
smart.
Good.
Yeah.
I was like,
so, like, with BK Fashion Mavens, like, of course there are other pages of, like, fashion and just
and
Brooklyn,
style,
but
yeah.
another thing is just, like, we started this because everyone thinks of, like, fashion people in New York for Manhattan, like,
mm-hmm.
Manhattan this, Manhattan that.
Or Harlem.
Like,
or Harlem.
And then y'all come to Brooklyn.
Manhattan,
and,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then y'all come to Brooklyn and Dumbo and take one picture and be like, I was in Brooklyn. No, you really weren't in Brooklyn.
Right.
So, like,
yeah.
so we go
that's
around,
true.
Like, different neighborhoods, like, giving, that's the thing we're doing now, just give more content with, like, going to, like, restaurants, highlighting mom and pop stores,
yeah.
like,
yeah, we're on my way in Bushwick, a couple, in front of all the arts.
Oh, yeah, that was our first. It's Bushwick I was trying to think of. Yeah, that was one of my first photo shoots. So if content creation is just, like, thinking outside of the box and then taking it to the next level. So it's just, my mind is, like, crazy with, like, content creation. Another thing is just, like, getting feedback,
mm-hmm.
seeing how your engagements are, testing the waters with different content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so really connecting with your audience but staying, like, real different with what you're doing. So,
right.
Yeah.
And the process is because before these photos are posted, like, let's say you post today, this photo was not necessarily taken today. You planned for
yeah.
this. So, like, what's that process of, like, making sure, like, these are the next type of posts that are going on?
Yeah. So, with my job and with BK Fashion Mavens, it's, like, two different things. So, with my job right now, so we have a content manager. And it's a team of five of us, I think. But at Iman, I was one person. Mm-hmm. Right. So,
you got help now.
So, yeah. So, we have a content manager. Of course, you have to think about, like, okay, this month is April. What's happening in April?
April. That's, mm-hmm. that's the core.
All right. So, we're going to BeautyCon. We got to have content for that. Lay that out. Mm-hmm. There's Easter. There's April Fool's. You have to know, like, what holidays work with mm-hmm. your brand. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go into, okay, I know what my audience likes. You have to have, like, a brand, I forgot what it's called, but, like, a Bible where you're just, like, this is what, like, my brand is.
Your brand.
Exactly. Yeah, so you have to go back that. You have to go back to that for reference. Uh-huh. So then you have a content creator who takes all of that, and she goes, takes the photos, she works with models, whatever, whatever. Then she comes to me with all the assets. So, mm-hmm. okay, these are the assets. These are the days I have to do it. Then I lay out visually how it's supposed to look with taking apart, like...
Like a mood board type
thing. Yeah, exactly. I use Canva.com. Oh, okay. I love Canva.
I love Canva.
Yeah, but there are other apps that that help you with that. So Lauren and I, we use UNUM. It's a really great app. You can move it all around, upload all your pictures. But if you don't pay for, like, the real one, you can only go up to, like, four rows. That's how we usually plan it.
Planoly is a good one you should look into.
Yeah, but I think you have to pay for the better one. I don't know. That one's kind of...
Because they'd be, like, a free, and then there's, like, the...
Yeah, but that one is just, like... UNUM is just real, like, I'm just trying to lay out my thing.
Right. It's like
I ain't
easy,
trying to do nothing else.
Right.
I don't want the analytics, like, Instagram already gives me that, so thanks. So,
No shade.
So then from me laying it out, we have a copywriter also. So while I'm laying it out, she then writes all the copy for all the stuff, and then it has to go through a process. And we also have a person that does analytics, so he's saying, like, oh, well, that type of photo didn't really do good last month, so maybe we should take it out. It was in our brand Bible before, but it's not doing good right now. How it is in, like, the corporate. That's how we do it. Mm-hmm. But for Lauren and I think it's more visual, so it's not like, well, it's about holidays too, because we put something about spring,
right?
Yeah. And then with us, it's just we go back to, like, when we plan our photo shoots. So, like, we know spring is coming up. So, we did the spring photo shoot, like, 3 weeks ago. Right. So, we don't reveal that content. So, spring is coming up.
Right.
So, then we don't kind of, like, lay out some stuff. Like, we had, like, two events. But we try to, like, make sure that...
There's space for it.
The photo that's posting right next to it still goes.
With the aesthetic.
Yeah. So, it's real. And sometimes it could be off, but you have to get back on it. So...
Yeah.
And then I know some bloggers, they always try to, like, have the same filter. We tried that because it's like, nah, I'm trying to feel that. Sometimes it's not authentic. It's just like, oh, my God.
It looks like a magazine.
Yeah.
And you want it to keep related.
And you gotta find the right flow that works for y'all.
Exactly. So, like, this one vlogger, I used to follow her, and her content now is just, like, it's too filtered. Like, I don't want to follow you no more. Like,
I'm not here for it. Guys, do you ever like the levels that it is to this whole social media?
It's
like,
levels.
Like, people think it's just posting and that's it. If you want it to be that, it can definitely be that. If you're doing this with intention to make money and to, like, really, like, create a brand and take this further...
That's just content. Oh my God, it's crazy. So sometimes I even, like, post, like, in my work, like, Excel sheets and numbers. They're like, y'all think social media is fun? This is, like, the back. Like, y'all.
The back end.
It's
the
hectic.
The back end of
everything.
Social
media never stops. Like, I wake up, I'm on social media.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a community manager, so I have to constantly make sure no one's on a page saying something crazy.
Right.
So it's just like even that.
I'm the police.
And to engage because you have to be social.
And I'm
on
like, yeah, especially when girls, they're like, oh, I love that red lip. Yes, girl, I like that red lip too. Like, I have to engage. Like, it's that too. Because engaging also makes other people see, like, their page. You guys know, like, on the like thing on Instagram when you slide and you see other people liking stuff.
That's engagement.
People could see that.
And then it most likely will bring somebody that didn't know about the brand on the page.
Exactly.
So
and then there's collaborations. Like, it's just levels. It was levels to, like, social media,
then
yo.
There's a whole... Because some teams have their own influencer department.
And that's
a whole other fact.
That's the other thing. I was doing influencer stuff when I just came to Revlon. Now they have a whole, like, department doing that. But that's, like, my baby, because I love networking. I love talking to people. I'll tell them
you're so personable,
and I love telling people what to do. So I'm like, I love telling people what to do.
In a good way.
In a good way. To make sure that I get...
positive way.
And to make sure I get the content that I'm on.
Yeah.
Like, anyone, I will legit lay out, like, your content needs to look like this. Your caption needs to be similar to this. And use this link. I need you to post at this time. Make sure that my timeline and your timeline is levels to influencer stuff. Mm-hmm. And I really, really love it. But besides influencer stuff, content creation is really, like, my thing.
And where's your, like, idea for, like, monetizing all of this? If
yeah, so you know, then we're just starting getting into that. And we've been taking, like, we're not taking, but going to, like, other events where people talk about how they make money and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because I work on both sides. Like, I'm paying influencers and then I'm an influencer. And right. Now I'm trying to... So the thing about, like, brands nowadays is, well, it's kind of switching. Before, it was just, like, if you're bigger than a micro-influencer, have at least, like, 10,000 followers, like, they won't pay you. But now it's all about engagements. Like, if your engagements are popping, if your content is great, that's what they want to do. They all want to work with you. So with the monetizing stuff, I wish I was, like, more prepared for that question. But...
No, that's fine.
Yeah, so it's just basically going out there, making sure you have, like, a pitch letter, know, like, what you're worth, and then just being like, this is what I can give you for this back.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Okay. And then if you're just starting out, like, we're starting out just, like, we just want your stuff. Like, we don't have to get paid because...
Right.
It's benefiting us because we don't have to go shopping.
Right.
Shopping for shoots is just like, damn, what am I going to wear? I want to make sure I look nice. But then... Yeah, so we...
And it's like a whole concept, and you just... It's a lot.
So with that, you have to really start with just exchanging, like, I'll give you this for that. I don't need any money. And that's how the other works, too, like, for in the beauty world. Like, some influencers, like, oh, can I have $100 worth of makeup? I can do this. So I was like, yeah, girl, I can do that. But then, after you start giving them content, it's just like, where my money at? So you have to especially know what you're worth. And then start with, like, a low level, of course. But then if you see someone else is paying you something more, you know, you need to, like, bump up, like, your value.
It's so era.
It is. People are making, like, I think the most I pay for an influencer was, like, $3,000 for, like, a video.
For a video. That'd be, like, a minute long or less.
Because all you need is a minute. No one's watching past
30 seconds sometimes.
Even though this is so a topic, you guys watch that show Bring It?
No. Gotta add it to my list.
What is it about?
Oh, my God. It's on Lifetime. It's about DD4L. It's about this dancing group called, wow, I am blanking out, Dancing Dolls. So they're in, like, Mississippi.
I heard about it.
And then they get booked. Yeah. Like, so
they black girls?
Yes. Okay, they black girls. They country as F. So,
oh, you can curse on that.
No, my Lent was to not stop cursing.
Oh, okay. Lent's almost over. So that's good.
And I've been awful with this. So whenever I catch myself, I try not to curse.
Good.
So, yeah.
You've been doing great.
Thank you. So, so I actually watched, like, a 30-minute video on YouTube yesterday about them dancing.
Because you're already invested in
them. Yeah, true. And it was like 1 a.m. and I was like, I need to go to bed. I'm weird. I like to work. I send emails like 2 a.m. My manager's like, why are you up?
You're that person.
I'm that person where when I come home.
If it's on my mind, let me just do it.
When I come home, I can just come home and work again. Like, I need to chill out. I need to eat. I need to watch something. The Bachelor.
Take some downtime.
Something. Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Awesome, Judge Judy.
Yo, she's good. That's all topic, but.
She's crazy.
Judge Judy, she's like the number one sitcom. Like,
she is rude as hell.
I mean, she's the number one. Like, she sets the bar for, like, daytime TV. Like,
yeah, so when I come home and I watch her, take a shower, eat again, because I eat like 4 or 5 times a day, and then I get back on my laptop and be like, yo, what's poppin'? Like
you have your face for your levels.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we keep going all the way
off. We need to know who you're hashtag obsessed with.
Okay.
Who is she? Or
oh,
her.
Or
I'm him.
Something.
Okay, so I'm so obsessed with so many people, and that's one thing. That's another reason why I do it. My Instagram is just like, I just be looking at people's
faces. I just love dope people. Me too. Like,
yeah.
Dope people, I'd be like, yo, I want to be like you. Like, all right, let me get off and be like you then. Or be like me, but different version. Like. So.
Well, you had to pick one or two people.
All right. So.
One.
I had picked. I had picked one because she is, like, she's popping to me, and she is going places. So one of influencer that the brand follows, I would follow you, girl, if my thing was activated, but yeah. So her name is Sade Solomon.
We just did an event with her.
Purpose Pusher Summit. Oh, yeah. So, she's a faith and lifestyle blogger. Yeah. And so. I've been really, like, just looking at her page and really paying attention to everything she's saying.
First of all, I've known her a long, long time. When I used to be in fashion, I had my own blog. I used to interview designers. Like, I've become a designer, so on my Spotlight series. She was one of the designers I interviewed way back when. And
I just heard about her designing. Yeah.
Then to now. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Really, so go with her style post.
She's dope.
With the algorithm, I don't be getting the frequent dopeness of people.
Let's not even talk about that.
Go to her page, but her page is
If you really, because we engage with her page a lot, so she pops up a lot.
Yeah.
But just everything that she's sharing, especially with, like, her walk with God, especially that's something I'm going through, like, right now. And then she did, like, a live the other day on Instagram stories, Instagram Live. And then she just shared, like, I think she had, like, this reveal of her talking at the UN. I think it's supposed to be this week.
Yeah, the United Nations.
Yeah. And then she was just saying, like, just her walk with God and stuff. I even texted her after that, like, girl, you really touched me, like,
on a deeper level.
And she was just like, yes, I'm so, like, happy that you, like, listen to me, that if you need any help, just hit me up.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people.
And she's all for community and, like, building. Like,
I know. And we're supposed to actually, like, do a photo shoot with her, like, next month or the month after, because she's busy, we busy. So, she's definitely popping. You guys follow her.
Well, shout out to Shade.
Yeah. She is so nice.
Yes, that was exciting. So we do have to wrap up soon, unfortunately.
It's okay.
Hour flies by. But we need to do some fun questions with you.
Okay.
So, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, we can do that. So we're just going to ask some questions. You just fill in the blank. So my favorite item to wear is...
Currently? Okay, my favorite item to wear is this velvet jumpsuit that I got from ASOS like 5 years ago. Oh. And... it's not on the page, but it's my favorite thing to put on. I rock it with heels, with creepers. And every time I wear it, it's just like, ooh, where you got that from?
Like, you remix it every single time.
Like, every single time. It's popping.
Love it.
I love it.
All right. Your most memorable travel destination.
Well, this is hard. I don't even travel that much.
Really? Wait, okay, so...
I just started traveling, I feel like.
So what was the memorable
Where'd you go?
Place? I cannot with it. I wish you guys could see your facial expressions, they're everything.
Honestly, I've been to some places, but one place that I always like going to is Atlanta, because Atlanta gets booked. But... I did go to Aruba like 2 years ago last year. It's the perfect place to go, but not with your friends. Don't go with your friends, y'all. Like,
go with your boo.
You go with your boo because you'll get bored there. It's basically like
everybody says that. Like it's
really?
Like, for couples.
It's like, nice though.
It's nice.
I've never been. I'm gonna go.
And it's a small. Like I like. Going traveling and doing everything, and I feel like I did everything
because it's so small.
Yeah, so definitely Aruba. Not Atlanta, Aruba.
The A's. I cannot. Your go to place to shop.
ASOS.
Oh, my favorite. Awesome. I love UK sites. I don't know if you do, but I love UK.
What?
So ASOS, Boohoo.
Oh yeah, like
River
they have
Island, Dorothy Perkins.
Yo, when I get stuff from Boohoo, people are like, yo, where you got that from? I'm like, Boohoo. They're like, no, you didn't. I'm like,
yes, I did.
I know how to shop on Boohoo.
Girl,
yeah. Once you know your size,
some stuff do look cheap on there, but I be knowing.
You just gotta figure it out.
Trial and error.
Yeah.
That shit though.
Your style described in one word.
Oh my god.
We're good.
This is hard because every time someone asks me this question, I'm like, I don't know. I'll just say urban.
Urban.
That's good.
Yeah.
Instagram page you currently stalking.
Aside from Shadows, because
we already know.
Instagram page. Oh, okay.
Gia Peppers.
Oh, we love her.
Okay, so Gia's currently at this event. I'm sorry, you guys gotta wrap up.
Yeah.
No, she's in Miami at the BET Leading Women's Divine. So I actually met there last year because Iman sponsored. And it was a time of my life. And the fact that she's there again this year and doing more things, like, I'm texting my old coworkers, like, yo,
she's popping.
She is so popping. She's popping. She's another one that's also talking about, like, her walk with God. And then, like, she is popping.
She's popping.
She I'm glad that we all got to meet her and know her. Like,
let me some Gia. Like, I stalk her page.
Yeah. Right.
Yo, her Beyonce
story.
She could do a Beyonce impersonation like no other. And every time
crazy
to me, like, she's Beyonce.
Yes.
Like, she nailed it. Oh, Gia. A life-changing piece of advice has been?
A life-changing. I think I wrote this down.
I love your notebook. It's purple.
It's actually
notebook.
My diary.
I write. It matches her nails.
Thanks. So, a life-changing. What was it again?
A life-changing piece of advice.
I would definitely say don't be afraid to let go. So
powerful.
Woo! Yeah. Let go of being comfortable. Let go of people that are just not benefiting your life. It's just like, if you know you're going places and someone's holding you back or like somewhere in your life is holding you back, you just need to let go and do it. I've done it a bunch of times, and it's definitely
you're Virgo, right?
Yeah, yeah, Virgo. Last day of Virgo. I ain't not even a Libra, but I am Virgo, so it's just like I've done it with leaving AT&T, leaving like Iman. I was comfortable, but I was just like not comfortable. It's just growing, so let it go
and let God.
Yes,
I like that.
Preach.
And then your hashtag must preach. Have song on your playlist, like what you bump into.
Okay, so I fell off. I don't know what the hell people are listening to. Anything. I listen to gospel every morning because...
That's cool.
You know, I don't know what I'm about to walk into at work. I don't make sure that I got the Holy Ghost.
Tell us, is there a favorite song? Maybe we need to listen.
Oh, my God.
I listen to Mary Mary a lot.
There's so many songs right now. Oh, my God. You guys got to be like pulling
gospel.
Out my...
I love commercial gospel that be on, like, the radio.
Yeah. And I've listened to playlists on Apple.
Oh, yeah. Apple Music.
Yes.
My old coworker, shout out to Clooney, like, she was the one who put me on to gospel music. Like, I used to listen here and there, but, like, she knew the songs, and some of them, like what they were saying, it was just like, it was so good.
So a song I would say is A Great Work by Brian Courtney Wilson. Essentially the same thing as like knowing what you're worth, letting go, and knowing that you are destined for like greatness. So I love that song. I passed it around. Yeah. But besides that, it's Walk Out Like God, Talk It
Hey.
Out.
We always love a Drake and Migos collab. So we introduced you. We about to wrap up, but before we do, we want you to introduce yourself to the world. Like, just who's Merlin?
Yeah. See, I heard y'all ask this question to Nephi, and I was like, ooh. We actually went to church together. I don't think she knew that. Like,
really?
Like when I was like 5.
Because she's from Brooklyn too.
She's from Brooklyn. She still goes to that same church. I don't go there anymore. But like, yeah. But anyways,
the world is small.
Really small. So I'm Merlin Oliver, Malicia Oliver, and I just think that I'm in a place where I'm figuring out myself and like to give back. I know deep inside that I am destined for greatness. That could be really corny, but that's another reason why I'm going to therapy, is because it's like it's bursting outside of me and I don't know what it is. So a goal for me is to also just, like, be motivate people. And I hope I do that one day. I hope I'm doing it now with this podcast.
You are doing it now
yeah.
in your everyday life.
Because I was nervous coming here. I was just like, oh, my God, I hope I sound smart.
We have to calm her all the way down. Just be you.
Especially coming through, like, rush hour, like.
Because you already, like, hype. Wild like, you're already up. Frantic.
Yo,
like.
I'm hype. I'm real hype. My therapist was like. Chill out.
She is so Brooklyn. Like,
oh, I love it.
Chill down. But yeah, so that's who I am. And you guys, like, follow me. I hope I, like, activate my Instagram soon.
But in the meantime,
follow. I will actually, like, I said I was going to activate it just for this because I'm able to see my page and follow me. So I'll be posting once this year, but that's so horrible. But, like, yeah.
Sounds great.
Yay.
So, yeah, follow her. Follow BK Fashion Maven.
Yes.
And also,
keep in touch with us.
Because y'all popping.
Because we popping.
Yeah. You guys are really popping.
You were a pleasure. Thank you so much. So happy.
Later,
on that note, we're out.
We out.
Bye. Peace.